Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Morning, everyone. We're sitting here at the historic Clay County Courthouse once again. I have my first guest already in here with me this morning, Kathy Merritt. We're going to talk about some stuff here in a few minutes, but to begin with, I want to remind everyone that we come to you live and in living color here on your radio dial every Thursday morning along about 9 o'clock, and then, of course, there will be a rebroadcast later this evening at 6 o'clock, so If you hear something you'd like for your neighbors to share with them, give them a yell and tell them to tune us in on 101.5 this afternoon. Or if we're so good you'd like to listen to us again, you can do that at 6 p.m. this afternoon. And, of course, reminder, as we said, this is WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country, and we are from here in Salina, and this is our local radio station, and we try to keep as much of it as we can that way, and we appreciate all the help that we get, the sponsors that make this possible. We thank the Clay County Chamber, three-star program, that helped put this together for us, and we try to bring some interesting information, sometimes some news, some facts. And also today we give away a birthday and anniversary cake from out at this line of DQ. And we'll do that here about toward the end of the program, and about halfway through the show we'll read off our list of names. And just to remind everyone about that, the number is 243-5574, and you'll get an answering machine, so speak slowly, clearly, so we can understand who it is. And it wouldn't hurt if you repeated the name twice. So I'll have two chances to miss it. Right now, let's take a little short break and get in a couple of words from our sponsors, and we're going to come back, and I've got a list of things here that are going on either this weekend or next weekend, and Kathy's here to talk about, among other things, the Highway 52 yard sale, which is going on. We might even talk about Highway 52 a little bit when we get back. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Hi, I'm Sharon Oxendine, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Dr. Seuss was right. Reading is the key to learning. And the best part is, it doesn't matter if you read the classics or the comics. Whatever sparks a student's interest, football, dance, train, there's a book about it just waiting to be read. So go read and help a child succeed.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Kathy, I've got some things down here that I've made myself some notes this morning. And sometimes we just like to talk about things.
We
like
do.
We have got some. Been about the Highway 52 yard sale here a little bit later, but the first thing on my list is early voting.
Yes.
Which begins today.
Yes.
Here down at the government complex, and without any partiality to anyone, there is going to be a new administration.
Most definitely will be, yes.
Because I think, let's see, one of our city councilmen is running for mayor,
mm-hmm.
and the sitting mayor is not running.
Right.
And we have another person running for mayor, and then I think, and then maybe there's one, is there one city councilman that's not running or something, or?
Actually, no, I believe.
But it will take one off, because.
It'll take one off, and so, right,
so
right.
So we'll have a new.
We have four people running for three positions is basically how it's going to shake out.
And so we will have at least one new member on the city council, and
mm-hmm.
We'll have a new mayor.
Yes.
And that, like I said, early voting begins today, and remind everyone to get out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this will be, I guess Mayor Kerr has been in here a few years, so it's
mm-hmm.
going to be a change in administration. And let's see. Oh, another good bit of news. We now have the Clay County Fair website up
yes.
and going. And I know folks have a hard time remembering things when I tell them over air, things like that. But this website, it's real hard to remember. It's Clay County TN Fair. All one big old long word.
Mm-hmm.
Clay County TN. We throw that TN because there's Clay counties all over this place. And if you go out online and do a search for the Clay County Fair, you'll wind up somewhere in Illinois or Indiana or Kentucky or just all over this country. But it's claycountytnfair.org,
mm-hmm.
not .com, but .org. And this is going to be an informational site. Right now we have got the schedule of the fair up there, got a bunch of pictures up there
mm-hmm.
of past participants, and we've got to do some updating on that as we go along. That's the nice thing about that. You can change those. And something that I would like to throw out is that if you have any pictures of anyone at the fair over the years,
mm-hmm.
I know the fair was held out at Moss a number of years, and if you look on the website, you'll see a picture of our first fairgrounds here in Clay County. And a picture of the 1909 fairgrounds, and you talk about a tremendous looking facility. Apparently we were one of the tops at that time, but
it's an amazing picture. I was so shocked.
And we've got that, and we will if you've got any kind of pictures or any interesting stories of things that went on at the fair over the years, we'll have an area dedicated in there for that. Right now we have the entire fair schedule there on the they're on the website, and like I said, some pictures. And then after the fair is over, the opening page, I think, then we'll probably have events that are taking place at the Clay County Fairgrounds
mm-hmm.
for the rest of the summer. And we'll replace some of the old pictures and do away with the schedule that's on there and put down the winners and get maybe some good pictures of the first place, the blue ribbon winners at our fair down there for all the different categories. So be looking forward to that. And the fair begins with the first of the fair on June the 2nd. And we'll have some folks coming in and do some more filling in on this and letting us know more about that. But once again, the website is claycountytnfair.org.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, today, I've got Coach Matt Bates is coming on a little bit to talk about what's going on in football here today. But now then, tomorrow night is graduation night.
Yes, it is.
And that's down at Clay County High School in the gymnasium, and that begins at 7 o'clock. And I think, hopefully, I'm going to be able to. I couldn't get Mr. Upchurch here today. He was actually my first choice, but he said that they were so busy over there today practicing, getting ready,
mm-hmm.
making sure that those seniors, after 4 years of training, can make it into the auditorium tonight in the correct order. It's a big process.
It is.
It's a big process, and it's a very, very important process for those young ladies and young men, because they have, once again, they have reached that first major milestone in their young careers. And a couple of people we'll mention today. Church, I think, said he would try to come on next Thursday and give us a rundown on what happened and maybe the winners of some of the scholarships and things like that. But we do know that the top students in the class,
mm-hmm.
Ms. Tara Pettigo was valedictorian, and Mr. Peyton Roberts salutatorian. So we offer them congratulations along with the entire senior class. And let's see, looking on down, the ladies' American Legion Auxiliary, I think they have an annual sale the Saturday here on the Courthouse Square before Memorial Day. We'll try to get those folks on maybe for a little spot to talk about that. And also we have the going to have the unveiling of a new memorial here on the square. And it will be there. We've got our little memorial corner out here, and it'll be placed there. And we'll actually finish up that corner. And there, I think they're going to have a little unveiling ceremony for that if all plans work out as planned and have a speaker here. And then again, on another good note, Kathy and I were talking earlier that we now have permission from the Corps of Engineers to do another archery shoot.
Yes.
Up at Donaldson Park. And this is to a part of the Clay County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it will be up at Donaldson Park and out down in the fairgrounds.
We
might be on air. Going the wrong direction down there.
Yeah, we need to keep it. We need to keep it in a safe location.
And I think, thanks to the our commandant up there, that they've got that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is something we're looking at in the future. And I think we'll, of course, we'll. Have a little bit more information on this also. This is, they're calling it a warm-up for a national meet up in Metropolis, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
that is coming up. And it, once again, will be our, the juveniles and the adult shooting up there. And if you missed the last one, make it to this one. And like I said, it's going to be part of the fair. And I think they've got, they'll have some posters and stuff out here before long, but you can register that day. I think you can come in the night before if you'd like, and they'll find some excellent lodging for you.
We're trying to get all that information out on Facebook and on the website.
Okay, now that we've gone through all this, and I haven't let you talk much yet, let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back just in a minute. But right now, let's take a little short break from our sponsors.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Whether you remember poodle skirts, mini skirts, or bell bottoms,
you're just the right age.
Whether you liked Ike or loved Lucy,
your help is needed.
Even if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or beyond, you can sign up to become an organ and tissue donor.
Think you're too old? Think again.
Any age is the right age to donate the gift of life.
Sign up today at organdonor.gov or call 1-866-99-DONATE.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Kathy, Highway 52.
Highway 52.
That sounds like the that name was a song or something. Was there a Highway 52 blues that somebody did? Was that a Bob Dylan song or something? Seemed like I remember something Highway 52 blues or. Oh, is it Highway 61? Let's change it to Highway
52. I'm liking the Highway 52 deal.
It seems like there's a blues song or something somewhere or another of Highway 52.
I bet we could find somebody around here that would write one for us.
Bud Grant may have done something like that. I don't know. But it seemed like that stuck in my little wee mind here this morning. But Highway 52, the yard sale's coming up this weekend.
It is.
I know we know Highway 52 is one of our major routes through here. And it runs from over in Robertson County,
mm-hmm.
little town over there where it abruptly ends before it gets to Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and goes all the way. I think the town on the other end is Elgin, Tennessee, which is over in Scott County.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of the crookedest straight at one time was, but now they have done major, major work on it. And it goes through some very historic areas, including our historic area here in Clay County. But, you know, on the full path of this thing, it goes through Rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And the yard, does the yard sale run the entire length of this?
No, it does not. Actually, the yard sale starts over there in Portland, as you were talking about, and then Clay County's the end of it. So it comes right out here to the Overton County line, and that's where the sale ends. However, it's my understanding that the sale has never really been a big deal this side of Lafayette. And that's one of the things we wanted to try to do, was to offer an opportunity for folks to come and set up to create another large area and hopefully get those folks on this side of Lafayette to travel on down.
Well, you know, it's, of course, tradition, I think. I know we have quite a few folks, vendors, that actually go down to Macon County.
They set
up every year.
Yes.
And I know they've been very successful going down there, and they're kind of waiting to see what we can do on this.
Well, as a matter of fact, one of those successful vendors was the one who came to me with the idea, and of course I razzed him a little bit when he told me he still was going to set up over there this year. I said, and the thing of it is, we created a Facebook page. We've been putting this out there. We've had so many people contact me with interest. However, no one has stepped up and said, gosh, we want to come and set up. I don't know this year, Thomas, if it's the threat of rain that has them concerned, because the area of the park that we're going to use down there, of course, the kids are playing ball now, and you know the roller coaster used to set up on the ball field, and we kind of wanted this to become our spring roller coaster type event. So the area we're going to use is actually back behind the women's building where the truck pull track is.
Yeah.
Can get a little swampy back there, and I don't know if that's part of the concern for folks this year. But I have been just hot on Facebook and emails and telling people, you know, go ahead and give me heads up, because we kind of need to know if folks are going to come set up.
But I know there are a few folks family yard sales and that do set up here in Clay County.
Yes.
But we haven't, as you said, no specific places designated or anything like that. But, you got to start somewhere, haven't we?
We do have to start somewhere, and it's our hope that we can use the 52 and the roller coaster and kind of play those two back and forth off of each other and get the same vendors interested both spring and fall. So that's what we hope to do eventually. So I'm not too disappointed. I know rain, you know, we had the rain that came in and messed us up on the archery shoot,
yeah.
You know, so you can't control the weather.
No, of course, if we did, our choices probably wouldn't point.
That's true.
So we leave that to a higher power.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, we can complain all we want to.
That's right.
But we don't change the weather.
Nope.
I know the yard sale, as you said, it starts in Portland,
mm-hmm.
and it goes... officially, it can go as far as we want to on Highway 52.
It can, yes.
Now, seems like I have noticed a few family yard sales, maybe over in Overton County,
mm-hmm.
that I think a lot of folks that come, they'll come down from like Pickett County, maybe
exactly.
some of the Kentucky folks.
Exactly.
Clinton, that they will come down this way and come through Livingston.
Exactly.
And come on over this way, going by here,
mm-hmm.
to get down to Macon County.
Right.
And so, you know, that's kind of where we need to get something for those folks to stop for here in Clay, and,
mm-hmm.
and also Overton on the way in.
Right.
So it's, you know, something, we know it'll take a year or two to get going.
And we're good with that. We'll just keep chugging along and keep telling folks about it, and they'll jump on board.
Okay. And like I said a minute ago, you know, we were talking a little bit about Highway 52. When I was a youngster, we had Highway 52. For folks that want to, you know, go back and look at some of the research on the Highway 52, the highway law in Tennessee, like I guess back in the 1930s, part of that law was that the counties, each one of the counties,
mm-hmm.
would provide labor, some equipment, and things like that to fix their portion of Highway 52 through their county.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this was also, of course, during the New Deal era. But I know I've heard older folks talk about taking their mules and horses and their hand scoops. And there were a few like horse and mule pulled graders that they used. And if those of us that are my age can still remember some of that traveling between here and Livingston, across a little area called the Devil's Backbone, of course, the new section has completely changed all that. But if you look, when you go out up Shanky, going back up to the new highway,
mm-hmm.
when you get up there near the top, you'll see this road is circling around a hillside up there. And that was all part of the old highway. And if you get kind of dizzy going near to Livingston, and the same thing down to going down to Gainesboro on Highway 53. But they were highways. Eventually they became paved highways. But they did follow the lay of the land
mm-hmm.
because they didn't have the equipment to make all those changes. But over the years, it has gotten to the point now, and it looked like Highway 52 from at least from Salina to Livingston eventually is going to be a four-lane.
They're making great progress on that.
Fulfilling a promise by one of our governors, I think, who promised, Governor McWhirter promised that each county seat would have a four-lane access to an interstate. Well, that would be our four-lane access. For some of the some of our county seats are a long way from the interstate, pretty good way from the Crossville exit up at the Jamestown exit up at Crossville up to Jamestown.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have been working on four lane up there for years and years, and they make a little progress every year as funds become available. But Highway 52 is a historical highway. I was telling Kathy a story that Governor Gordon Browning, I think, had some kind of meeting up here in Clay County at the courthouse once. And I forgot how many hours it took him to get here from Nashville. And he told the local politicians, you know, that it's a long trip, and he'd do something about that the next time he came up here. But I think he did. He had a helicopter bring him. he didn't use the highway.
Mm-hmm.
But, Kathy, I know, what else have we got going on? I know, I'm sure that we'll have some traffic through here. And I have noticed that our flea market side out at the elementary school, there's a couple of folks that already set up tents out there.
Already got folks set up out there. And, you know, the great thing is that as we continue to work, we're building that relationship with the Corps in relation to our campgrounds and getting the word out to our campgrounds about some of the events that we have and things like that. We're already seeing great traffic in the campgrounds. As of this Friday, all of our county campgrounds will be open. I think Willow Grove opens this weekend. So, you know, there's going to be people out and about checking out all these yard sales, and yeah, people are already setting up. So
we just got to get them to extend on down a little farther.
We've got to get them to extend on down a little bit farther. And again, though, you know, a lot of this is communication, and we're working with the Corps on making that communication better available to our different places throughout the county. So we'll get it.
Of course, I know the dream of a lot of folks here in Salina and the surrounding area is that this Donaldson Park one of these days will become a city park.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know that opportunity is there. I don't know if we'll ever be able to take advantage of it, but it seems like the archery shoot and the events there that are going to convince folks, hey.
Well, and you know, Thomas, despite the weather 2 weeks when the tournament was going on up there, I was there early, and people were pouring in the rain, literally pouring in, though, and people were excited about what they were seeing. They loved being there, and they didn't care that the rain and the weather. So that's pretty exciting for us that folks from all over the state and actually outside the state came, and they appreciate that park.
Okay, let's take a little short break here.
Sure.
Kathy, come back, and we may spread out in another direction here for a few minutes. We'll be back just in a second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Drop School Day students, community. High 7 the classroom, 1,000 America attendance. Quit variety, they have reasons. Job like to get. B Baby Raisa, Relative Help and Elderly. Happening local on its a level. Catastrophe, it's a national.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. It doesn't make sense to us either. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
A bright future starts with a healthy lifestyle.
Pinocchio, I'm a real boy!
Good nutrition and physical activity are fuel for your child's mind and body.
Now you're talking!
And the food pyramid will help you find the right balance of everything you and your child need. Grains, vegetables, fruits, oils, milk, and meats and beans.
Nothing can stop me now.
Just remember, smart choices from every food group, along with the right amount of physical activity, can put everyone on the path to better health.
Look, the wishing star.
You don't have to make a wish for a healthier you to come true. Just eat right.
Here's an effort.
Be active.
Come on, I'll race you home.
And make it balanced.
Attaboy, Pinocchio.
A healthy lifestyle can lead to great things for you and your child. Visit MyPyramid.gov to learn more. That's MyPyramid.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, Kathy Merritt is here. And Kathy, what is going on with our Downtown Merchants Association?
Our official name is Salina and Clay County Merchants Association. Everybody in Clay County is welcome to be part of our Merchants Association.
And we do have a downtown committee or something too, don't we? Or do we?
We kind of take the ball and run with that stuff.
Well, have you got any special events coming up here in the next little bit?
We don't have anything really in concrete. We, of course, just, tag on to events that are going on. We will definitely pull out some things during fair, and we just look at other folks' events and sometimes just tag on to those.
Okay. I know you've got your list there.
Yes, sir.
Some of the important things coming up here in the next few weeks then. But we need to look at this. There is kind of a dead spot here in the spring, isn't there, that we don't...
There is.
It seems like there's a lot of activities going on, but it's not... Sometimes officially sponsored activities. I know we had the archery shoot, and we had our cruise in the first weekend. Then from that point down until Memorial, we got the Memorial Day coming up. But any type of merchant.
And that's one of the things again that we're trying to look at and work on, because that particular weekend in the county we had five different big events going on. And, if we can pull all of those events together and promote those together to folks, we get more people coming in here. And, of course, when that happens, the merchants can do little things.
And, of course, Memorial Weekend is a big weekend.
Yes, it is.
That if you've never been here to the courthouse on Memorial Weekend, the American Legion, they have Memorial Crosses for every, I think that they're getting most everything. Of all veterans from Clay County.
Correct.
I think their stipulation was that you must be buried in Clay County. And I don't know how many crosses they've got now, but we filled the courthouse yard up here with double-sided crosses with the name of Clay County veterans. And folks, right now they're coming in from many states away to come by and to find the memorial cross for their loved ones, and it's getting to be a big, big celebration. And as we talked earlier, we're going to have another celebration on Monday where we're going to unveil a new monument. And I have seen a preview of the monument, and it is a great, great project. And hopefully, that will come off. And with I know in the past we've had some Memorial Day celebrations. I don't think we had one last year.
We did not.
We had a snafu of some kind last year.
Yeah.
But if you've never seen the crosses here, it's a tremendous sight to drive here into Salina and see all those, knowing that those are folks that, some of them have even paid the ultimate price for the name to be on that cross. But those are folks that gave up a portion of their life to support our freedoms, and it's a small thing that we do for them.
And it's always a great family event. You see families come in and they bring their little ones, and they, you know, they're telling them the stories of this was Uncle so-and-so or Grandpa or whatever, and that's always really awesome.
Well, Kathy,
yes, sir.
Coach Bates is here.
Yes, he is.
And we're going to change chairs here, and once again, it's a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it,
and
Thomas.
We'll take a little short break and move over into the hot seat and sit here. He's going to talk about there's a whole bunch of football stuff going on this weekend. We have got excitement going with football again here in Clay County. And we're going to blame it on him getting it started, and then all the folks that have fell in behind him and are, I think we've turned a corner on our football. So we'll be back just in a minute with Coach Bates.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I lost my healthy 27-year-old son to influenza. Jacob wasn't someone you'd expect to die from the flu. He was strong, a martial arts athlete. After 5 weeks of fighting, Jacob died.
I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Each year, influenza claims the lives of Americans of all ages, including healthy young adults like Jacob. Ask about vaccination the next time you're at your doctor's office or pharmacy. Visit adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Coach Bates, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You've got a busy day coming up, haven't you?
We got a busy and exciting day, that's for sure.
Okay, but before we really talk about what's all's going on today, a little rundown on spring practice and some of the problems you've had, some of the great successes you've had, all these hidden gems you've found.
We started spring practice on the 27th of April. And I told the kids yesterday at the end of practice, we've had one practice where we learned how to line up and stretch and get where we're going. And we had six real practices where we got better with fundamentals and technique and scheme. We had an inter-squad scrimmage, and yesterday we had a pre-game scrimmage or a pre-game practice to get ready for today. So really, we've had 9 days with these kids, and they've busted their tail. We've had a few frustrating moments as we've changed offenses and defenses completely. But there's been a whole lot of success and a whole lot of smiling faces between about 45 or 50 boys we got.
You know, I know myself as coming in as a new coach. I was a little bit younger than you when I started, but not a whole lot younger. And it's a big change. You know, all at once, you know, you grow up with that idea of wanting to be a coach, wanting to be a head coach, and get to remain in the area where you're from. Of course, I got to come back home, and then. But all at once, you look up and look what's on your shoulders.
Yeah.
All at once, you're in charge.
I'm in charge. I'm very blessed that Mr. Eldridge and the board allowed me to come in February and get my feet on the ground and running. I talked to several guys I'm friends with in the coaching world. A few of them are head coaches, and my comment was, you just don't know what all is involved until you're here and you're doing it. I was blessed with Coach Wattbarger at Stone. He allowed me to take a lot of things off his plate to learn, but it's still, there's the day-to-day financial aspect of things. There's just little things that pop up here and there that you just don't learn until you are the guy.
Well, you know, I know, Coach, that you picked up quite a few numbers.
We have.
From that. Okay, now that in itself, hey, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Except for one thing. Did you have enough equipment left?
No.
No.
We've blessed beyond belief with great numbers. You know, we're looking at 45s to 50s for sure in the fall. The problem was they're used to outfitting 25 to 28 kids.
So that's the first thing, one of the things I thought of, you know, but hey, we're going to have new uniforms. We've got to have new equipment.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, at one time when we had all the number of kids playing football, you know, that equipment was all there. But as we know, if you don't use things, they do kind of dwindle away through, you know, something tires up and you fix a set of shoulder pads with another.
Yeah. That's been the biggest, I don't want to say headache because it's a blessing to have the numbers we have, but to go out and have to buy 33 new pair of shoulder pads, 20 new helmets, two whole new sets of game jerseys, girdles and knee pads, just little things that add up. I mean, we spent probably, I bet, $20,000 since February just trying to make sure these kids are outfitted safely, because we all know now a helmet lasts 10 years. We got to recondition it every two. Shoulder pads, if you're lucky, last 5 to 7. You know, some of the stuff is added in regardless of whether there's going to be a new coach or not. But now we have these numbers, and it magnifies that.
And I know they got to have a stamp on them.
They got to have a big stamp on them. There's two stickers on a helmet you always look for. One is the date it was made, and the second one is the last time it was recertified. All 60 of our helmets that we have right now were either bought 2 years ago or recertified this year, so we're good to go for a year. And then the helmet's got a 10-year lifespan, but we're getting close to the middle of their life, and my philosophy has always been to try to buy 5 to 10 helmets a year to offset that big chunk that you would have to hit.
Well, Coach, let's take a little short break here, and I've got just a little bit of business I got to take care of. I've got to read off the names for the birthday and anniversary club.
Don't forget the birthdays, because there's a free cake involved in
it. Yeah, that's a big free cake
involved. I'm all about that.
Better don't turn down any cake,
never.
Okay, today on our birthday and anniversary club, once again, I want to remind everyone that to get your name placed on this list, you need to call 243-5574, and there's an answering machine there that's got a lot of instructions there on what to do, how to speak slowly, clearly, and I'll add to that. Speak the name twice if you'd like, but if we can't hear your name, we can't give you a cake. So remember that. But today we have Jerry and Betsy Fox that are celebrating that celebrate the wedding anniversary on the 15th, and we'd like to, of course, wish them a happy anniversary. And Susan Bray, also on the 15th, celebrated a birthday. We got three on the 15th this week. Dean Short celebrated her birthday on the 15th this past week. And then we have Miss Nellie Denton, who celebrated her birthday on the 16th. And we have Brooklyn Brannon on the 18th. So those five folks are celebrating birthday and anniversary this week. And I'll let Coach Bates here after a while pull a name out of our highly, highly sophisticated selection system here that is not computer-aided in any way. And it's you couldn't get much fairer than the way we do it. So and we'll be giving away one of those cakes here just in a few minutes. And remind everyone to go out there and buy some food from the folks out at the Dairy Queen. Well, Coach, we were talking about equipment and, like I said, the good and the bad of getting all of these numbers. Have there been any surprises for that? Maybe kids, young folks that haven't ever played football before, that have some raw talent that has kind of surprised you, maybe?
Well, my first few weeks here in Clay County, in Salina, we were in the middle of basketball season. So I got to see some very athletic young men display their talents on the basketball court. I went out and recruited hard and got a bunch of them. So we got several of those guys, you know, B.J. Emberton, Jake Ashlock. We still have Will Ogletree, Seth Ogletree, Wyatt Burks. We got five of those basketball kids. And I tell people all the time, those kids know how to win. You don't go to a state final and not know how to win them. Win and compete. So, you know, we got some of those guys that play basketball, they're going to play football for us. And then we picked up some guys who played in K-8 ball, middle school ball, and then just when they got to high school for some reason just to play. So we got a lot of those guys back. But there's been a lot of pleasant surprises. I think if everybody will come out to the scrimmage tonight, you'll see some size and height that maybe not been around in a while from these guys.
That's great news. And I know you've got two things going on out there tonight. I think that if you want to talk to folks about the situation with the coaching at the junior high level.
Right now, we don't really have a head coach. I'm overseeing both programs for the next couple of weeks. We're going to interview heavily next week and try to lock down as a head coach that's going to stay here. I've had a lot of guys from everywhere you can imagine apply and want to interview. It's important to me we have a local person from this area that invests in these kids in this community to be that head coach, because that's a big feeder for our high school program. So I've taken it very personal to make sure we have the right fit, not just for our program, but for Miss Emily down at the KA to have the right teacher to help her building as well.
And, you know, you said a very, very important word there. And I know that a lot of the leanings today, a lot of schools are depending on non-teachers to do a lot of coaching. And from a personal standpoint, I personally feel like that a non-teacher really doesn't have that connection, where they respect them like a teacher. And you know, a teacher does have more control over things. They have a better system of solving problems because they're part of the system.
They're part of the school system. Everybody knows they're backed by the principal, the director of school, and the school board. So they carry a little more weight when they say to do something, or I don't like to use the word punishment, but maybe you got to do a reminder exercise because you didn't do the right thing. There's a little more weight behind that a lot of times when it's an actual teacher versus a volunteer assistant.
And I think too, when the athletes see the teacher in the classroom setting and they're sitting in his classroom, they realize, hey, you know, he's not just a guy out on the football field telling us what to do. He is our teacher.
He's your teacher. Even in my case, I did a lot of lunch duty this semester. So I got to see him in lunch duty, so they know I'm in the building. They know I know what they're doing, how they're acting. And so I think that's very important as a football coach or any coach of any sport to be in the building so the kids know you're there, they see you're there. And let's be honest, when they know that, they act a little different.
You know, I know, of course, when years ago you had to be a teacher to be a head coach. And I think, you know, volunteer assistants were you maybe one.
Yeah, one or two.
But
We're very fortunate that TLSAA in the last year has changed their course on that because they know budgets are tight. Even in a big school versus a little school, they still need some of those guys to come in from the community to help. And so now they've allowed us to have unlimited volunteer coaches, but you still have to have your fingerprints. You still have to take a coaching principles course and a first aid course. But they know we need it, and we need it in a small community because we don't have as many teaching slots. So we've got two or three non-faculty volunteer coaches who do a tremendous job for us. I wish we could get them in the school system teaching or doing something.
Yeah.
And maybe eventually we can, working with the board. But right now we're blessed to have three. But we need them.
I think probably just my personal opinion that the professional sports in Tennessee had quite a bit to do with that.
Absolutely.
Because in the bigger cities like in Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville, some of those places, you had retired professional athletes, and
very much so.
Schools wanted to take advantage of their knowledge, and that
happens. There's people would be surprised, I think, to find out how many former Tennessee Titans, especially, are in the school systems in and around Nashville. One that sticks in my mind is Kevin Dyson, who played for the Titans receiver, if I'm not mistaken, was involved in the Music City Miracle back in 2000.
Right.
He was actually the head coach at Independence High School in Williamson County, has now gone into AD and now a principal. So there's a great example of that happening.
Once you got him in the system and he became indoctrinated being a teacher, he became
a
teacher.
And he had great success as a football coach and now in the ministry doing wonders, but that's a great example of a professional coming into our sector helping out.
I'm wondering now, too, with the Predators now in their big run, what effect that's going to have on high school hockey here in the state of Tennessee.
There's a few teams in the Nashville,
right,
Williamson County area that do well. I don't honestly keep track of it. I know it's not a sanctioned sport by the TLSAA,
right,
yet. I think it will be in time. But that's just another effect because those communities can use the Predators practice facility or whatever they need to have their games in practice.
Okay. Coach, I'm going to take another short break here. We need to get in a couple of commercials, and then we're going to talk about a little bit more about the schedule for today's activities,
right,
and things that are going on. And we'll give away a cake here in a minute.
All right. I like giving away cake.
Let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Far from the city, where the Lorax roams free, is the home of the magical truffula trees. In a place you will love, with things you'll adore, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more.
Just like hearing you say it.
Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Had a visitor just a few moments ago. One of my classmates come in and brought me information for our class reunion coming up for my class, the class of 1962.
Wow.
Which makes it, I believe she said, 55 years since we graduated from high school.
It's been a few days.
Yeah, well, a couple of days. But I got to take care of that, among some of the other things. But big day today.
Yes,
beginning
it is.
We
got a benefit meal. A bunch of the old alumni approached me from ranging, I guess, the 1950s on up to the last few years and wanted to do something to help us out because they know we've got all this equipment we've had to purchase and bills we need to pay to take care of that. And so they wanted to put us on a nice meal down over at the fire hall. And that's today, I guess, from 10:45 to 12:30.
Okay, and you can go down there?
Mm-hmm. You can go down there. You can pick it up, eat there maybe, get it to go. A lot of people are calling in orders, I know, to some different people they know that are in connection with this group. And they even deliver. So I think you have to have a minimum of 10 orders, and they'll deliver it to you.
And I think I read somewhere they've got pork loin.
They do have pork loin, mashed potatoes, green beans, white beans. I heard something about some famous desserts from the ladies around town. So it's going to be pretty good.
So, and I believe there is a there's no printed charge on this. I think maybe there's a donation
of $8 or so is what they're asking for.
And with $8, you know, probably be just a good idea to go down and buy two and donate $20.
That
way you don't have
to
worry about change.
No change needed. I like that idea.
So, well, that's kind of what you do things like that, you know, with the, make odd numbers.
Odd
there. Well,
numbers.
Just keep the change.
Keep the change. We don't need it yet.
So that would help out a whole lot. And then this evening.
Well, let me go back to the meal.
Okay,
right,
excuse me.
We'll actually have all of our, most of our seniors and juniors will be down there today.
Okay,
so you can meet them around, and some of the underclassmen are going to stop by. But it's a good time to come eat, get you some food, and then meet some of the players for this year's team as well.
And but another quick word on the football team. I know you said new offense, new defense. Is it going to be exciting?
It's going to be exciting. You know, I'm a double wing T guy, but when I say that, I can flip it around pretty quick. I can say one or two words, and we're in a twin set with one wing, and I can throw the ball out quick to the edge. I can do some things, so it's going to be exciting football. We last few years in Crossville, we averaged over 30-something points a game. So I think if we can get 30-something a game, I think we can win some football games.
And at the younger level, do you see, you know, not necessarily single anybody out, but do you see some potential there? I know the past few years, our junior pro guys have, I mean, they've dominated
those,
this area.
Those guys at the junior pro level, I can't say enough about them. When I got in here, they embraced me. They welcomed me. They wanted to make sure we worked together to make things happen. But those guys have done an amazing job for years building that program and then feeding up to the K-8 and now to me. And there's a good run of kids coming.
You know, and I think I know most of those guys. A lot of them I coached in basketball over the years. And I think this may be the group. You know, a lot of times when parents take part in junior pro and things, when their son moves on, they move with him. But I think there's some guys there that I'm sure they've told you the same thing, that they want to keep doing this because they're really, of course, they're interested in their children, but they're also interested in the program and keeping it going. And their interest, I think, is going to remain with this junior pro program.
And that's what it takes is those guys to buy in, and the other kids are gone, but those guys played for Salina High School back in the heyday, and they know what it takes to win, and they're teaching those kids great fundamentals. And then how to play the game. And you can't replace that. Those guys are irreplaceable, in my opinion, for what they do.
And then the scrimmage itself tonight, exactly what the format, the inner squad, I know that.
Actually, we have teams coming in.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. The K-8 will start at about 5:30 against Westmoreland Middle School. They'll go for about an hour. Good work in and get some live action against another team. And then about 6 o'clock, the high school will play Westmoreland High School all over at the new high school over here on Clay County Highway. We'll start about 6 and go to about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and just get some good quality work in against a good opponent.
Okay, and practice facilities. The junior high, I'm sure, will continue playing over at the old.
No, well, we're actually all going to play at the high school now.
I led you into that real well,
didn't I? You did it real well. Everybody from the junior league to the K-8 to us, obviously, are going to play at the high school. That was an important thing when I sat down with a board member or two and then Mr. Eldridge when I accepted the job. I wanted to make sure everybody was welcome to play on our field because this is our field.
Right.
And the junior league is still going to practice in the old field and take care of it. But I wanted to make sure everybody felt a part of one big program.
You know, sometimes I think the attitude's been a lot of places that you get something that is so nice, you don't want anybody using it.
Well, I know
you've seen that too.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's like I told the guys, I said, the taxpayers are paying for these beautiful facilities. Let's use them as many days as we can a year. And so they were welcome to that idea.
The young kids say, hey, we're just as important as these big guys.
Absolutely.
And we get to play. I mean, I've heard some of that. We get to play on the big field.
Yeah.
I mean, the big field.
And so it's important to me that they get that feeling because now they want to keep playing because they've got some pride in it. And that's what we've got to build over there is a lot of pride in that facility because it's a beautiful facility. And get people on our campus and see what we got.
We need to get where we can fill those stands up again.
I would love to fill them
up. I'd love
to get so many people. We could tell Mr. Eldridge we need more stands.
Yeah.
That'd be an awesome thing to happen.
And I don't know if you ever attended a game here.
Actually, I coached against Clay County back in 2006 when I was at Upperman.
Okay.
So I've been here once on a game night.
You know, there are a group of us that never sit down.
Yeah.
And, of course, at the old football field, you know, we were right on the field out there. And
that's
something, you know, it was kind of impersonal for them to begin with. But there's a group that they stand up and watch all or bring their lawn chairs or whatever.
Well, I'm working on a couple of things to try to get some people a little bit closer to the action with that track. It makes it hard to get involved. But we're working on a couple of things to try to get some people closer.
You're working on all the things I'm thinking about, aren't you?
We got one brain going right now.
The format of tonight's scrimmage.
The KA will just kind of probably be 10 plays and 10 plays, kind of going back and forth. It's more about getting those kids developed into the system. The high school coach and I have talked back and forth a few times. We'll probably go 3 downs and go down in distance from there and just kind of get some game feel but get some good work in. And that way you're not 3 and out, 3 and out. Get frustrated.
Okay, and what about the specialty positions, the punters, the kickers?
Yeah.
I know that's a toughie.
We got several kids that said they can do it and want to try it. In spring ball in Tennessee, we don't really worry about special teams a whole lot.
Right.
And once we get into summer practice and workouts, we'll start ramping up some time with those guys, getting them ready. Biggest question I guess I've been asked about special teams is, Coach, do you kick extra points? I absolutely kick extra points. It's a free point, and I need it.
Well, I think one of the leading quarterbacks was here years ago. In times past, the quarterback usually was the punter and the extra point kicker. And, of course, that's how a lot of our quarterbacks became leading scorers.
Yeah, you get the free points put up on the board.
I know back when the heyday of the year when we had the team, and you've heard this about the team that scored 70 points and all that stuff, was the quarterback was also the extra point kicker at that time. So
he's getting 10 free points a game when he put 70 on the board.
I think he was actually maybe the leading scorer in the mid-state that year.
That's pretty good.
But, Coach, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. Like I said, I had seen you in the past, but this is the first time we've been introduced because the last time you came up, Kevin Donaldson was here. And, of course, now, this is an open door. And of course, in the fall, you know, we'll probably sit down and work out some type of schedule where maybe on a biweekly basis or something we can get you to come in and do a rundown on the last couple of weeks. And I know in some of the communities around that they actually have a live coaches show on the radio station. I don't know whether that's something we can ever...
We can work anything out you guys want.
But we're looking forward to this year. We're looking forward to the change, the enthusiasm that folks have seen in you and that we've seen this morning, and the show of support from the community with things like today.
Absolutely. It's been amazing, the community support that's going on in the last few months, and I can't wait to see it in the fall.
I think it will show up tremendously in the number of folks back in the back on site to watch this. And it looks like maybe we have turned the corner. And I know you have said, you know, that you're a Clay County in that.
Well, I don't want to steal the name Clay County. I'm not. To me, that's something special. If you've been here, born here, raised here, that's special to you. To feel at home and feel a part of the community.
And that's, you know, that's, I think you've made a great choice.
I feel like I made a really great choice.
Okay, we've got a couple of minutes left here. If you'll reach in there and pull a number out, and I get to do a drum roll.
Here we go. Number 2.
Susan Bray. Susan, you have won the Dairy Queen birthday and anniversary cake for today. And the procedure on this is I will take your name out to the Clay County Chamber, and they'll transfer that over to a certificate, and you take that certificate over to the Dairy Queen and trade it in for an ice cream cake. And you really need to share it with your husband now. Don't.
Or your favorite football coach.
Well, your favorite football coach. And this, of course... Coach, we're really looking forward to the football season next year, and I know you're looking forward to today where you can introduce some things. And, of course, we've got, as you said, the food down at the Salina Fire Hall.
Yes, sir.
And they will gladly serve you up some pork loin and some vegetables.
Salina football faces down there. Take care of me.
And you got all the young men down there that are going to be there to greet you. And it's getting to be, I think it's going to be a community thing again, with try to get everyone involved.
Absolutely.
And when you get, as you said, 45 to 50 kids involved, you've got 45 or 50 families involved instead of the time that we've had in the past. So, but we're looking forward to a great year, and I know you're looking forward to getting a bunch of work done this
Absolutely.
Summer. What can you do this summer? I know we're about to run out of time.
New rules. We're allowed in the summer, once school ends, to go out on helmets and a football every day.
So you can do a lot of teaching.
We can do a whole lot of teaching and working this summer.
And that's the time. And teaching is the important thing in it. It's teaching and at this level, not coaching.
Yes, that's what it is.
All right. Well, once again, we have, I guess we might ought to shut the barn door down here today. We're finished again. It's been a pleasure being here. Coach, it's been a pleasure having you here.
I appreciate
it. Of course, having Kathy here. And you've got an invitation. We'll get you back as much as possible to keep us updated on things going on with the football team and down at the high school. But right now, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and we hope to meet you again here this next week on your radio dial, 101.5. And good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.